Girls think that they want to date a high value man until he starts calling you out for not taking responsibility, before he starts holding you accountable, before he has higher standards for you than you have for yourself.
Everyone talks about, oh, date a high value man. It's so, this is what you do to have to attract a high value man. But I've never heard anyone talk about, like, actually dating a high value man takes a totally different kind of woman. It's not for the weak. I have other friends who are dating, like, very loving, very successful, perfectionist, ambitious men, and it is not for the weak.
And most women don't realize that it's not for the weak, and she's 100% correct, because a lot of women think that dating a high-value man means that they get to sit at home and chill all day. As a matter of fact, I would go so far as to say, I think that if women want the soft life, if they really just want to chill all day, and I'm not saying that it's not some rich simps out there that'll string you along or keep you there until you lose it all or till they lose it all and then you're going to leave them on anything like that. Now, it's a couple of them out there, but they far and few in between as far as them being able to get to that socioeconomic status and for them to just be willingly be able to give it to you for the rest of their life. But neither here nor there. I would largely say that if women really want to live the soft life, then go and get with a guy that has a decent income but is willing to trick off on you and look at you as the world. Because if you are going to get with a high-value man, and I define a high-value man based off of the standards of Kevin Samuels, being able to add into the group, making it for a significant period of time over a few years that you can actually substantiate that they generate this type of revenue on a regular basis and it's not a one-time thing. Having a prestigious title, meaning that you're not out here finessing, so you can't be a high-value man and be a dope dealer at the same time, so on and so forth. Obviously, we know morals, integrity, and we don't want you out here finessing. But my point is that these guys genuinely start to require much more from the people that are around them than I think that a lot of y'all are really in a position to give. You can't walk around with tattoos on your face. You can't just do what you want to do. You then become an extension of him. You have to be able to move a certain way and move in certain rooms and add value into his life and be able to speak in certain ways and certain languages and be cultured. You see what I'm saying? So when he starts to require more from you, and let's just be clear, like these guys, they've been around a block. They know exactly what they're looking for. Chances are they know exactly who it is that they're dealing with before they deal with him. And so just because he may even bust you down don't necessarily mean that he's looking to marry you or that he's looking to keep you around. And so you got to learn how to play your position and understand where you stand in his man's life. But let's just say hypothetically that you pray for this guy and God wants to go ahead and punish him and send you him, right? And this is not to her in particular. I don't know anything about her, but I think that this is a great subject to broach right now. And let's say that they send you him and you decide, God says, you know what, I want to punish this man. And even though you're a single baby mama or even though you're a woman that don't meet the expectations, I'm going to go ahead and give you what it is that you want, right? And let's say hypothetically that that plays out exactly the way that you think that it's going to play out and this guy makes all of this money and he lives his lifestyle. Are you prepared to deal with a guy that raises your standards and raises or requires you to meet his standards or grow the hell up and become a better version of yourself instead of just leaning into your own understanding and doing what you want to do when you want to? Because I think that a lot of people have it confused. I think that a lot of people think that you can just sit at home, do whatever you want to do, get drunk, don't have no children, don't do anything, don't add no value, don't work, don't do nothing. And then he just supposed to come home, bring you flowers, take care of you, send you shopping, and that's the end of the conversation. No. Most women work within the businesses and they are able to add significantly more value than what he's spending on you. So you're basically carrying your weight. You're qualifying yourself and you're doing a job interview in order to beat out a bunch of other people to be able to add more value in his life that goes beyond just whatever it is that you can give in sex. And so I don't think that women are really ready for that conversation. When I get on these coaching calls sometimes with women and they say, oh man, I met this man and it just seems like so much. It is work. It is real life work that a lot of you guys was not expecting, are not built for. You have no clue what it takes in order to even maintain yourself. You got to get up. You got to go to the gym. You basically operating on his schedule. And some of y'all, I will say that it's some guys that don't mind. As a matter of fact, most of the guys that I know don't mind a woman working, even if she decides that she don't necessarily want to work for him. They don't mind a woman working, so you can go out and you can do your thing or whatever, but you still have to be a representation and you still have to be of a certain stature, right? I don't know any guys. Listen, this is not Pretty Woman. This is not a dude coming to save a prostitute off the street. That is genuinely a fairy tale. And even if you've seen it happen before on in social media or some crap, that's not normal. Most of these women carry just as prestigious titles, or they're moving in the same way as a wife or as a support system to that husband. And so he basically becomes her world. Because as he goes, the whole family goes. And so if you're trying to protect the bag, if you're trying to make sure that you're getting the most out of this thing, then you're going to have to stand on something a little bit different. You got to step out of your comfort zone, and you're going to be introduced to different things that you've never seen before. And I'm not just talking about lifestyle. I'm talking about in requirements. And I'm not talking about also you being fearful of them, because, you know, all of these guys, they chill. You know, they like to party. It doesn't mean that they don't come with the trinkets and the cars and the clothes and the money and all of that stuff. And even when we're talking about high-value men, a lot of times, you have to meet certain expectations that I don't think that y'all prepared to have the conversation about. So when it comes to what she's saying, it's funny because when y'all sent me this video, I always like to check into the comments to see what's happening out in these streets. And y'all sent me this video, and I see a lot of the women in the comments is feeling some type of way because for whatever reason, they thought that living a soft life came along with being a high-value man. And being a high-value man is levels to this, right? You can get with a guy that makes, you know, $200,000-$300,000 a year, and you can get with a guy that make $2-3 million a year. Both of them in a general sense is high value, but there's also levels to the expectation. You can get with a high value guy that has his own business, or you can get with a high value guy that's an executive in a corporation that requires you to meet his bosses and talk on that type of time on a regular basis. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, y'all got to start to mine out exactly what you want your life to look like, and then ask yourself the question, am I who I'm looking to attract? And also, am I prepared to deal with this blessing and to nurture this blessing in a way that I prayed for, that God gave it to me? Because I know a lot of y'all like to go to the church. You know, I have conversations with guys a lot of times, and they tell me what they want in a woman. And I say, if God gave it to you, would you mess it up? Now I'm posing that same question back to the women because I'm an equal accountability smoke giver. If God gave you the blessing of what you say you wanted, would you mess it up? And are you even suited to be in the presence of a guy that's really at the level that you say that you want? Or would you embarrass yourself because you really can't even talk that talk? I'm curious as to what y'all think. Make sure y'all tap into the Patreon tomorrow. Link is in the description. Also, make sure that you guys also leave a comment so I can check out what you say. Let me know whether you agree with her, whether you agree with me, if that's additional context, if the ladies is going to be mad as a result of it. After hours tonight, we getting it popping. I love you guys. I appreciate you. I'm going to holler at y'all later. Peace.